Recruiting never sleeps.
Yes, sir. Let's bring him in, Brian Munson.
Is this kid going to end up in Lincoln to next year wondering if he's going to play?
And neither does Brian Munson.
Brian Munson, Rivals.com.
Nebraska's looking for those bigger guys that can put on the island, play some bump and run, get physical, and really knock those guys off the route.
Mr. Munson!
He's a guy that, to me, I felt like he could have played both sides of the football.
Brian Munson, Rivals.com, HuskerOnline.com.
He had to really work to get back on Nebraska's radar, and his persistence has really paid off.
Now here's a Husker recruiting update from Brian Munson on Game Time.
We're rocking and rolling already, man.
Yeah, it is. It's always football season. Spring ball is going on in Nebraska. Your, our, everyone's Nebraska Cornhuskers diligently trying to get better than the 4-8 season from last year. And the guy with the plan that's going to know where the parts of the Jimmys and Joes come from to make the 2020 class what it is, Brian Munson joins us here on Game Time. Munson, what it is.
What it is, brother.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. I heard you were spitting a little fire earlier.
Yeah, I can kind of. I don't like waiting. I'm like, hey, if the writing's on the wall, then let's just, you know, read it out and erase the board. Keep her moving here. I ain't got time for this stand around crap. And if
I get it.
I get it. It's an academic institution, and Hank Bounds retired. But you know what Hank Bounds was doing was putting in the Friday news dump. Right, you throw it out there Friday late in the afternoon, and everybody's already thinking about the weekend. Hank's probably like, yeah, I'm going to put this out on Monday when they're flying home, and then they'll announce it Tuesday morning, and I'll be good. They won't even know I'm gone. It's just like snuck out in the middle of the night, but that didn't happen. So evidently they wanted to wait for Hank to get his proper send-off. But anyway, I digress. Munson, Nebraska's 2020 class, it's a lonely one. There's one guy in it. What's going on?
Yeah, no, It is a little bit different of a year so far, obviously, with Logan being the only guy that's in there so far. But, I mean, this is typically how classes are kind of made now. I mean, obviously, there's some in-state kids I think Nebraska wished were in the class versus still trying to recruit them, and were not taking as many visits and not as popular as they are. But, obviously, those guys they're very talented players. But, you know, this is the way the recruiting has become. These junior quarterbacks have got to figure out where they're going to go basically, you know, 2 years from whenever they're going to step on field when they go play college football. So they're, as juniors, they need to figure their decision out because, you know, there's only one spot in every class for any school, typically. So it makes sense that it's kind of worked out this way anyway, that Smothers is that guy. But I think, obviously, Nebraska, you know, there's probably some little bit of eagerness and, you know, trying to get a guy or two in the class here, but there's some things that are coming up here really quickly. I mean, obviously they're hosting a huge recruit this week with Musim Muhammad coming to town. That's a big 4-star wide receiver. Love his film. Don't know really if he's quite done growing. I obviously son of the great Michigan State Spartan, Carolina Panther, et cetera. I remember his father being a little bit longer than he is, you know, really when it comes to a comparison, but this guy has got some ball skills and he's got an ability. He's got some really nice body control. He's got a really great way of kind of locating that ball going up and getting at the highest point. He makes the most out of what he's got. And I think that's always a huge compliment to those guys that don't have that 6'4", you know, frame to kind of go out there and overwhelm people with immediately. So that's a big one, and obviously, you know, there's a junior day coming up on the 30th. You have the spring game on the 13th, and then like Nash Hutmacher is coming in the week before the spring game, that Saturday before. So that's a guy obviously Nebraska fans know a lot about from Chamberlain, South Dakota, and they're very, very fired up about him too.
As they should be. That kid, I said one of the best bromances that we probably don't all know about is going to be Nash's dad, who is not afraid of the weight room, and Zach Duvall. Like, they may be brothers from other mothers as much as they like the weight room and lifting weights. And I think that may be one of those where people are like, hey, what does the weight room and the nutrition really get you? It could get you one of the better linemen in South Dakota because the dad understands the training and nutrition side of it. When you can provide all that to him, I think that's a huge leg up for Nebraska.
Well, I think the training side is one part. I think training effectively and training correctly are, you know, go right on top of it. And that's something, obviously, that Zach is very well aware of, given his certifications, given where he comes from. given the huge and quick gains I think that a lot of guys saw very early on, you know, there are things just point blank that workouts or lifts or whatever that just don't seem to kind of get things done when it comes to certain athletes. And Zach is kind of integrating science right into the daily lift routine by going out there, you know, and training with those guys and getting tests done literally while those guys are in the middle of a workout session to figure out if it's working. And if it is working, they go right back to it. If it's a stinker, they put it on the shelf. They go back and figure out a different workout for a kid, you know, once he gets back into the weight room. So that's huge. Having that guy that kind of understands technology, understands how to kind of push it in the right spots. And obviously with a father like Nash has, you know, a guy that's in the weight room understands that, you know, it's probably taken some refinement on his part, that he's probably gone out there and had a lift or two that, you know, maybe felt good or he knew he was getting stronger, but really wasn't seeing the results that he saw that when he picked up the weights and did a little bit differently. So I think that's something that Zach understands, and I think it's something that Zach is doing on a daily basis with all these guys.
Yeah, it'll be fun to see that all play out because Gary was flustered with me on Monday because he said, well, you don't have any concern with the offensive line. I'm like, no, because I know what they're doing. I know the hands it's in. I'm better with the hands that the offensive line is in now. Somebody's got to tell me about the receiving core, though. So I want you to go back in your just mini reverse machine here. Help me with Woodyard. Help me with Williams. Help me with Andre Hunt. If you could remember back to those guys, what were the things that made them jump out to you on film, and when are we going to see that translate here at Nebraska, or what can we see when we know it's translated?
Yeah, well, with Woodyard, that one's easy. It was speed. Everybody was fascinated with what was going on in Kansas City and you know, and the type of offense they had and the legitimate deep threat that they had. And you put Woodard's film on, and I think actually his huddle was even entitled Speed. And it was evident. It was clear as day. You had a kid there that was a legit, you know, sprinter playing football. With Williams, you had a tough-nosed, smaller guy that played bigger than what he was. He played great in tight spaces, was able to create separation very quickly. And Hunt, he's a fast guy too. That's another speed guy. So, I mean, when you really start talking about the core that's there, the guys that you didn't see a lot of last year, and the type of offense, however, that they want to run, and the style of ball player that they are, it's a pretty good mixture. It's mm-hmm. a really good mixture, actually. If you want to think about the time that they saw the guys in the field doing the job, Stanley and you know, and JD, and seeing how they have to go about doing their jobs and doing their work, and then all of a sudden they get a chance to get a year under their belt, come out again after spring, having some more time in the weight room, learning the playbook just a little bit more, and then having an opportunity to kind of go out there and spotlight themselves and really have a chance to shine in the spring. This is a great time for these guys to make some noise. I think it's going to be a great chance for those guys.
Because when you look at that, right, that crew, it's what I've said with Nebraska as a whole. Sorry, George, I blasted the microphone there. It's what I said with Nebraska as a whole, yeah. That's a position group that I think has tons of speed that fit what they want to do. Somebody's got to help me now get it to where it translates to the field. So when you look at that, right, Williams, Woodyard, Hunt, you're looking at all these catches, straight burners. So if we're having problems with playbook, this spring is huge to get in. The Woodyard article was great that was in Hail Varsity because it said, hey, they didn't have a lot of this stuff in my JUCO. Like, I didn't have the weight facility. They didn't have a track team. I ran track. So, you know, I mean, you're on track. You're burning, right? But those are all things that I just think this group has the potential to just really hop on the scene and be crazy good with proper development. So I don't want to get to it, but I don't want to have questions for Walters at the end. You're like, hey, why aren't these guys better? Like, what's going on here? Because the talent is there, perceived talent is there. Let's make her happen here, bud.
No, and I agree with, you know what, with it's an interesting comment that you mentioned from Woodyard, because Woodward, it's one of those things that I think a lot of people overestimate when it comes to the readiness physically for a kid coming out of JUCO sometimes, because there isn't a program, there isn't a lot of great facilities. They don't have access to that stuff when they get there. Now, Mike Williams was a guy that was flourishing in that, you know, when he was getting those 40-inch vertical jumps and they were putting it on the internet and stuff like that. Well, now there has to be a connection between what you're doing physically to get ready and how things are going mentally for you on the field, in the weight room, you know, in the locker room, in the film room. You have to put it all together. And I think that's just something that was going to take a little bit of time for a couple of those guys. And I think that the right pieces are in place to really put together an offensive show when it comes to the guys that are being added to the roster and the guys that were on the roster that could be making some noise this spring.
Yeah, I now the thing with it, though, okay, so we can have all these other toys, other positions, got to have somebody carry the ball. Like, running backs have to be a part of this somehow. The ball fake that Adrian Martinez is about to hand off or about to put into play doesn't work if there's nobody to hand the ball to. So Nebraska assessing that room is probably the next big need for me.
I don't disagree with you at all. Somebody's got to come forward. You know, obviously Mills is not in Lincoln. That's a guy that, you know, kind of gone a little bit radio silent to see when he's going to get there, actually, when it comes to the time of it. Clearly he's not going to be an impact there in the spring. So he's a guy that hopefully you get there in June. And then it's like, now you start looking at that roster a little bit, you know, a guy like Bradley, you know, sitting back there a little bit, probably had a little bit of chance to kind of soak some things in. He's not a guy that doesn't make necessarily he makes a little bit of sense here to me, a little bit to have an opportunity to make some noise and put things together with Washington obviously dealing with what he's dealing with and no Devine being around there right now. So I think it's going to be an interesting spring because I think there's some talented guys back there. I think it's obviously a different style than what they were recruited to play originally. And they have to dig deep down and kind of put things together a little bit and develop some tools. But they should just be able to rely, you know, number one, on doing what it is that they do well. And that's what got them to Lincoln. They run the football. So go back, get that all figured out, get used to the guys in front of you. That's as much as of anything is kind of coming together as a unit and gelling with those guys. And they'll get a chance to kind of come together and do that together. But to your point, you can't have Adrian out there, you know, faking a handoff to a guy that's not effective running the football. That's going to keep the offense, you know, moving, is when you have threats at all those different spots. And if it's not at the running back position, the quarterback's going to be in trouble.
Yeah, I agree. And the piece, like, Coach Tuioti, I don't go to practice for a reason. You know, there's the kid. This is weird. Months I get nervous, but there's a kid I coach that's doing well. He's got a great opportunity for him. I don't go to practice because I don't. Not that I would be, but I don't want to feel that I've influenced like nothing pro or con. But I just don't want to put any extra strain on him. The kid's doing fantastic. But I can't wait to see Coach Tuioti and his defensive line. I think he's going to walk into a great situation. A lot of big bodies in there. A lot of big athletic bodies. I want to see him shape and mold because everything I can find research about him so that it's a one-step read and we're gone. We use that lineman for one step and we are getting out. We are making plays, and I can't wait to see it.
Well, and it's definitely – that's a different type of mentality and a different style than I think that a lot of Nebraska fans are used to over the last decade or so, where you were two-gapping potentially or just doing a little bit more where you're just kind of trying to cause a pile up, you know, where you've had some guys just want to take on blockers and not let the linebackers get reached. That this is going to be a little bit different style, I think. And I think it's what's necessary, in my opinion, when it comes to being a real effective unit, is to get pressure. If you look at teams like Ohio State, some of the guys that they've got, Michigan, they've been doing it for years in their famous twists. This is part that's been missing, I think, from the arsenal of Nebraska football. They've got to get back to having a unit there with the three down linemen that can get pressure. And then you start mixing in the linebacker blitzes. You don't become as predictable as to where the pressure is coming from because you can basically get it from both areas. And that's necessary to get that back. And I love what you just said. That one step, that jab step, that one single read and getting after it, that is something I'm really looking forward to seeing as well. It's a different change. It's a change of attitude. It's a change of style. And I love it when you have an active defensive line.
Amen, brother. I ain't going hot take on this, but a couple positions round into form. And the number of positions that need to round into form is getting smaller, which I love. I'm not going to make bold statements, oh, we're going to win it all. But you know what? A lot of them games that they were getting boat raced in or trucked in or run over in aren't going to happen much anymore. And it's going to look a lot different, yep, a lot sooner than some people think. So, hey, I'm in for that. If you can get to that strength level of the Iowas, the Wisconsins, the Ohio States, the Michigans, I'm in. And I think they're moving that way. So it's great to see, and it's great to have just an overall optimistic outlook where I don't have to sell myself to be optimistic, Munz. But thank you for the time, right, brother. And if you need anything, just let me know.
I'll see you in a couple months, bro.
See you, bud. Brian Munson taking some time joining us there. He had to reschedule. Had a couple things come up on Thursday. We're going to take our last break of the show. We'll come back, wrap it up, pass it off to the boys on Unsportsmanlike Conduct when we return on 1620 The Zone.